This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Wa salatu wa salamu ala Rasulillah wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Amma ba'd. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. To everyone from the Young Learners Hub. As you can see, Young Learners Hub, we have three students in house. When I said assalamu alaikum, they said assalamu alaikum back. Let's try that again. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, everyone.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
All right, we're towards the end of Ramadan. The fasts are starting to take their toll, especially on the little ones. How's your guys' fasting going? Let me know, inshallah. Whenever you see me looking up, I'm looking at your chat, okay? So let me know how your fasting is going, especially this late in Ramadan. There's only about a week left. Subhanallah, the month went by so fast. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept all our worship. Ameen. Ya Rabbil Alameen. Also, Abdullah and Khadija and Ahmed, they also welcome you. Welcome you to our final Ramadan Quran class. Lesson number four. Lesson four of four of the Young Learners Hub. Our chances in Ramadan to build Jannah together. We do have one more session tomorrow, and that is the question and answer session. I'll tell you a little bit about that at the end of today's episode. As always, we build Jannah together also by sending a special welcome to some specific people. And today I want to extend a special welcome to Imad, who's 10 years old, and Maryam, who's 8 years old from Sydney. I also have a special welcome for Muhammad Yazid from Dubai, and Shafi, who's 12 years old from Coventry in the UK, and Zaki, who's 7 from India, and Khadija, who's 12, and Lina, who's 6 from Sri Lanka. Special welcome to you all. Another special welcome goes out to Khawla, who's 7, and Wais, who is 6 from England. And we have a special welcome for Tasneem, who's 9, and Isa, who's 6 from Scotland. And we have two interesting names. A special welcome goes to Misk, who's 7, and Sundus, who's 5 years old from Sharjah. MashaAllah. May Allah bless you all. And a special Sharjah is in the United Arab Emirates. Oh. It's close to Dubai. And we also have a special welcome for Zahra Mas'ud, who's 9 years old from Malaysia. MashaAllah. I think it's almost iftar time in Malaysia. Almost iftar time. So a special welcome to you all, and as always, obviously, to everyone joining in live. Walillahi alhamd. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless our time together, our final moments in which we build Jannah together. Now, don't forget to let me know where you're from, your age if possible, and where you're from, so at least, alhamdulillah, I can read your comments after the episode and smile. I always smile, mashallah, when I see the different people who have joined in. Mashallah, some of the people who we've just shared a special welcome to, they are here again for today's class, walillahi alhamd. Obviously, I get the special welcomes from the previous episode by reading, mashallah, all your messages. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you all, and to all the young boys and girls mentioning how they love me, I love you too, for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All right, we started our Quran Young Learners Hub Ramadan series at the beginning of Ramadan, very early in Ramadan, because mashallah, Ramadan started just before the weekend. So we had the first Saturday and we discussed Suratul Kafirun. And the next Saturday, we discussed Suratul Ikhlas. And then last week, which was the third Saturday, we discussed Suratul Falaq. Suratul Falaq. And today, alhamdulillah, we want to learn Suratul Nas. Now, most likely, next Friday or next Saturday, where I come from at least, will be Eid, which means this has to be our last session, because this is the last Saturday that we have in Ramadan, especially for where we are, right? Yep. Some of the people will have Eid on Saturday or Sunday. I think some people will have Eid on Sunday or Monday. But for us, it's probably going to be Friday or Saturday, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best. Now, in Suratul Falaq, we learned how Suratul Falaq is a surah, but also a dua for protection, right? And today's surah, Suratul Nas, is also a dua for protection. And normally, as I explained to you in previous episodes, the Prophet ﷺ taught us to read every morning and every evening And after every salah, the three quls, قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدْ قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ الْفَلَقِ and قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ النَّاسِ. And in doing so, what happens?
We get protected.
We gain protection, alhamdulillah. Subhanallah, it just went dark outside. So I think Abdullah can help us by switching on the lights. Barakallahu fiki, Abdullah. It looks like we may have some rainfall, inshallah, which is very special. Walillahil hamd, especially when we live in the desert. Any chance of rain is special, alhamdulillah. And it was raining last night in Mecca, subhanallah. So hopefully, where I am in Riyadh, we'll get some rain today. It went strangely dark, and that, inshallah, is a sign of some clouds out there. All right. So these surahs are surahs from the Quran, and they are also a means of protection. And we discussed in Surah Al-Falaq last week the different things that we get protected from. And in Surah Al-Falaq, we said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ الْفَلَقِ. So we seek protection in the Lord of the Falaq, the daybreak. Right? So we ask Allah, we seek protection in Allah, and we mention one matter pertaining to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that is related to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala being the Lord of the daybreak. The Lord of the
daybreak.
Okay. And then after that, we ask Allah to protect us from three things.
What?
مِن شَرِّ مَا خَلَقْ وَمِن شَرِّ غَاسِقٍ إِذَا وَقَبْ وَمِن شَرِّ النَّفَّاثَاتِ فِي الْعُقَدْ. Okay, Khadija?
Okay.
Three things, right? We ask Allah once, we call out to Allah using one reality of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that He is the Lord of the daybreak. But then after that, we ask Allah to protect us from three things. We ask Allah to protect us, قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ الْفَلَقِ, from what? مِن شَرِّ مَا خَلَقِ, from all the scary things that Allah created.
Even monsters.
Even monsters. Right, Khadija? مِن شَرِّ مَا خَلَقِ وَمِن شَرِّ غَاسِقٍ إِذَا وَقَبْ, and from the scary things of the night when the night settles. وَمِن شَرِّ النَّفَّاثَاتِ فِي الْعُقَدِ, and from the evil of the people who blow in the knots. Who are they?
The
magicians who practice black magic, right? So we call out to Allah using one reality of Allah, but then we ask Allah to protect us from how many things, everybody?
Three
things. Okay, in Surah An-Nas, in today's surah, we do the opposite. We do the
opposite.
In Surah An-Nas, we mention three realities of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we ask Allah to protect us from one thing. We say, قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ النَّاسِ مَلِكِ النَّاسِ إِلَهِ النَّاسِ. Khadija, are you going to read for us Surah An-Nas?
Yes.
Alright, Khadija wants to read for us Surah An-Nas. She's going to start by saying أَعُوذُ, and she's going to read loudly. Go ahead, Khadija.
أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ بِسْمِ اللَّهِ الرَّحْمَنِ الرَّحِيمِ قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ النَّاسِ مَلِكِ النَّاسِ إِلَهِ النَّاسِ من شر الوسواس الخناس الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس من الجنة والناس.
ما شاء الله تبارك الله. You and your mother have been doing a phenomenal job. بارك الله فيك. That was amazing, يا خديجة. ما شاء الله. So in Surah An-Nas, as Khadija recited for us in this episode, we call out to Allah using three realities of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect us from one thing. In Surah Al-Falaq, we call out to Allah using one reality of Allah, that He is the Lord of the daybreak, and we ask Allah to protect us from three things. In Surah An-Nas, we mention three realities of Allah. We say, قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ النَّاسِ. We seek protection in the Lord of mankind. Who is the Lord of mankind? Allah. مَلِكِ النَّاسِ. We seek protection in the King of mankind, who has absolute sovereignty. Who is the King of mankind who has absolute sovereignty, Ahmed?
Allah.
No one can hear you, Ahmed?
Allah.
Allah. Come closer. Alright? So you don't have to use too much energy, and you can protect your energy so that you last al iftar. Insha'Allah, right? Allah, Malikin Nas, Ilahin Nas. We seek protection in the God of mankind. Who is the God of mankind?
Allah.
Allah. We worship only Allah. So Allah is the God of mankind. So here we mention three realities of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect us from one thing. Are you following, Ahmed?
Yes.
Maybe Ahmed can summarize the lesson for us after. Will you manage?
Yeah.
Inshallah. All right. You have to put your thinking cap on and you have to focus, okay? Right, guys?
Yes.
Put your thinking cap on and focus. All right. So here in Surah An-Nas, we ask Allah, calling out to Allah, mentioning three realities, but we ask Him to protect us from one thing. Which is that one thing? Min sharril waswasil khannas. From the evil of the whispers that come in our hearts and minds and disappear. They come and they disappear.
How do they do that?
Sometimes shaitan comes to you, not sometimes, a lot of the time. The shaitan comes to you and he whispers things to you.
That you don't like.
He whispers things to you to do things that Allah doesn't like. Right?
You
sometimes you get angry, isn't it? Shaitan makes you get frustrated, right? You get frustrated. He whispers to you things that makes you frustrated and you get angry. But then you don't get angry. The whispers go away. When do the whispers go away? When someone tells you, ittaqillah. When someone says, ittaqillah. Remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you're getting angry. Remember Allah's watching you. Sometimes you're saying something which is not true. Shaitan whispers to you, just tell them. Just tell them you did it. Just tell them you didn't do it. Then someone says, listen, fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can hear you. Then you remember. When you remember that Allah can hear you, what happens to the whispers?
They go away.
They go away. Do you get angry?
No.
Do you lie?
No.
Do you see something you're not supposed to see?
No.
Do you listen to something you're not allowed to hear?
No.
Shaitan sometimes comes to whisper to you, just listen to the music. It's only music. It's you're not listening to music. You're just watching the cartoon. So you don't have to make the music soft. Then you remember, Allah's watching me. What happens to that whisper? It disappears, isn't it?
Yes.
So this is the evil of the whispers that come and go. They come when you don't remember Allah. And they go when you
remember
Allah. You see?
Yes.
So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْا إِذَا مَسَّهُمْ طَائِفٌ مِّنَ الشَّيْطَانِ تَذَكَّرُوا فَإِذَا هُمْ مُبْصِرُونَ. Khadija is saying, what surah is that?
Surah.
What surah is that, Ya Abdullah?
Surah
Al-A'raf. That is in Surah Al-A'raf, Ya Khadija. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْا إِذَا مَسَّهُمْ طَائِفٌ مِّنَ الشَّيْطَانِ تَذَكَّرُوا. تَذَكَّرُوا. Right? Allah says, the people who have taqwa, and we're all trying to get taqwa in Ramadan, the people of taqwa, when shaitan when he whispers to them, tadhakkaru, they remember Allah. فَإِذَا هُمْ مُبْصِرُونَ, they remain guided, and they don't follow the way of shaitan. They remain on the right path, the straight path, the path that takes us where?
To Jannah.
To Jannah. Thank you, Ya Khadija. Right? To everyone who has questions, please save your questions for tomorrow, inshaAllah. At the bottom of this video, there's a link to tomorrow's Q&A. You can click that link and put your question there, okay? Today, I just want you guys to focus on the explanation of Surah An-Nas. And if people are not being well-behaved and they're chatting a lot, don't read the chat. Just look at me, okay? Just look at me and listen to what I'm saying, all right? You don't have to read the chat, all right? Okay, so Allah tells us in Surah An-Nas to seek protection in Allah from the whispers of shaitan. من شر الوسواس الخناس الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس. The whispers that are whispered into the hearts of the people. That's what you think. You start hearing the voice in your mind, isn't it?
Yes.
You start feeling it in your heart, isn't it? Right? Then Allah says, من الجنة والناس. These whispers come from the jinn and they come from mankind as well. They come from jinn kind and they come from
mankind.
So a lot of the whispers come from jinn kind. They whisper because you can't see them. No one can see the jinn from us. But they can see us. And the bad ones, they don't like us being good. They don't like us being people of taqwa. So what do? They whisper things to us. It's okay. It's just one time. You know, you're fasting. No one can see you. Just eat. Just drink a cup of water. No one is seeing can see you. Your mommy and daddy are sleeping. Quickly, just have a quick sip. That's what happens. Right? Sometimes you're in class and there's friends who do bad things, right? Then shaitan comes to you and shaitan says, listen, you can't hear it in you can't hear it with your ears, but you can hear it inside you. It's in your heart and mind. You can hear it in your mind, isn't it?
Yeah.
Right? Just go play with them. Only now. Just go. At least if you go play with them, people will think you cool. Just go. Just one time. Don't worry. You'll be okay. It's only one time. How bad can it be if it's only one time? The shaitan comes to you with that. Right? But what should you do? Remember, no. Allah's watching me. Allah told me to respect my parents. My parents said I shouldn't have bad friends. So I'm not going to do it even one time. Right? Right?
Yes.
So, for example, you're fasting. Shaitan saying, just drink quickly. It's hot outside. What? Look at that cup of water. It's really cold. Come on. One sip, no one will see you. And Shaitan will say, I won't tell anybody. You can hear the thoughts in your mind. And you say, no, I'm not going to do it. Because Allah is watching me. And this is taqwa. This is?
Taqwa.
Allah loves this. Allah loves this. And that's going to give us Jannah. Why? Because we can't see Allah, but we believe in Allah. And we believe in the promise of Allah. And that's why we didn't do it. Because if you didn't believe in the promise of Allah, you go and have the drink of water. You say, khalas. See, the Quraysh didn't believe in the promise of Allah. They didn't believe in Jannah. So they just wanted to live how they wanted to.
Yeah.
But we saying, no, we believe. We didn't see Allah. We didn't see the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We didn't see the Quran coming down, but we believe it. And we're going to prove that we believe it. That we, whenever shaitan whispers to us, we don't follow shaitan because we remember that Allah is watching. Now when you remember, tadhakkaru, when you remember that Allah is watching me, what happens to those whispers? Do they stay in your heart or do they disappear? That's what Allah says. Min sharril waswasil khannas. Khannas refers to the whispers that come and then they disappear. They come and then they disappear. But if you're not careful, they can stay. And then they become a bigger problem for you. Then it starts affecting your iman. And then it starts affecting your Islam. Right? So you always have to go back to La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. A lot of us think it's easy. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. I know how to say it. I know what it means. But do you really know what it means? You really know what it means? Whenever whispers come, you say Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammadur Rasulullah. That is Tawheed. That is you reminding yourself. When you get angry, La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. You remember, I believe in one Allah, and I worship Allah upon the way of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and Allah and His Rasul don't want me to get angry. When it's fasting time, Allah and His Rasul want me to fast. When you go to school, Allah and His Rasul don't want me to have bad friends. Allah and His Rasul want me to listen to my parents. So you be good to your parents. You respect your parents. You be excellent to your parents. You don't argue with your parents. You don't stomp your feet with your parents. Why is Khadija laughing? What does stomp your feet mean, Khadija?
I don't know.
You don't know? Stomp your feet means when your mommy tells you or your daddy tells you, come on, Khadija, it's sleep time. You say, okay, Bismillah, let's go to sleep. But you don't be like, for example, a bad child who says, stomp, 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 and walks away and cross. Say, I'm cross now. I'm not your friend now. No. Allah wants us to be good to our parents. Allah says, وَلَا تَقُلْ لَهُمَا أُفْ. Don't even say uff to your parents. What is uff? Uff is don't even go. Allah says, don't do that. Alright? Because your parents look after you. Your parents love you. Your parents do good to you. Your parents teach you. Your parents want the best for you. No one loves you more than your parents from the people. No one loves you more than your parents. I love you, but your parents love you more than me.
Except the Prophet Muhammad.
Except the Prophet Wasallam. No doubt about it. Thank you, Abdullah. Right? The Prophet Wasallam is an exception. He loves us more than even our parents. And we need to love him more than our parents. But the reality is, if I say I love you, I do love you. But your parents love you more. Right? And they do so much for you. So you have to remember Allah whenever shaitan whispers things to you. That, come on, your parents, they're not being cool. Some people say, my parents are not cool. They always tell me, don't do this, don't do this, don't do this. I want to go out. They say, you can't go out. You have to stay at home. I want to go with my friends. They say, no, it's not good for you to go with your friends. My parents are not cool. No, your parents love you. They want to protect you. Okay? And they might see that if you do this, then what's going to happen? You're going to go astray. And your parents want to see you in Jannah. That's where they want to see you. They don't even want you to go in the fire for 1 second. For half a second. So they tell you, no, don't do this. And remember, no matter how clever you are, no matter how clever you are, your mommy and daddy, they're more clever. You must always remember that. Even if you can build a spaceship and a rocket, even if you can build a plane or a car, even if you're that clever, Your parents are still more clever. Why? They have the knowledge of life, which we don't have. Our parents have the knowledge of life, which we don't have. Right? Why? Because they lived life. They saw how things are. They made mistakes. They learned from their mistakes. And they don't want us to make the mistakes. So we can't see that by doing this, I'm going to have a problem. But our parents can see it already. Why? Because they already did what you want to do. And they saw what happened. You see? Right? They saw what happened. So always remember that our parents, they love us. They're cool. They're very cool. It's not that they're not cool. When they tell us, don't do something, they're super cool. Right? Because they want to protect us from being in a problem. And in life, you can only learn in two ways. The right way, which is the easy way, or the wrong way, which is the hard way. Right? And then people, when they learn the hard way, they say, oh, if only I didn't listen to the whispers of Shaytan. If only I listened to what my parents were telling. Right? When the people are in the hellfire, it will be said to them, Alam ya'tikum nadhir? Did the Prophet not come to you? They'll say, Qalu bala. The Prophet, yes, the Prophet came to us. Right? And then they'll say, وَقَالُوا لَوْ كُنَّا نَسْمَعُ أَوْ نَعْقِلُ. If we only listened and understood. If we only listened then and understood. This is called hindsight. Hindsight is after things go wrong, now you start thinking, if only I did this, if only I did that, if only I listened to the messengers, if only I listened and understood what they said, I wouldn't be in the hellfire. So don't be a child who listens to the whispers of Shaytan. And you don't listen to your parents, and you don't listen to Allah before that, and you don't listen to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then you go into a problem, and then you say, now I'm in a big, big problem. If only I listen to Allah. If only I listen to the Rasul. If only I listen to
my parents.
Then I wouldn't be in this problem. If only. And no one wants to do that, right?
Yeah.
So you should listen to Allah and His Rasul and your parents and your sincere advisors from the beginning, and then you'll be happy. No problem. Alhamdulillah, isn't it? You listen, no problem. You say, look, Shaitan is really making me want to go. But my parents said, no, those friends are not good friends with you. If you go, it's not going to be good. Go with those other friends. And Shaitan tells you, no, those friends are boring. If you go with these friends, you play football. If you go with those friends, you're just going to be praying salah. And you know, those friends will be playing football the whole day and the whole night. It's going to be much more fun. That's what Shaitan whispers. That's the wiswas, al-khannas, the whispers that come and go. But when do they go? Only if you remember?
Allah.
Allah. Say, ashadu an la ilaha illallah. Wa ashadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. Wa ashadu an Allah. What does Allah want me to do? He wants me to have good friends. He said, ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu taqullaha wa kunu ma'as sadiqin. O you who believe, fear Allah, be God conscious of Allah, remember Allah, and have a good friend circle. Have a truthful friend circle. Be with the truthful people. Be with the truthful people. So I'm not going to listen to Shaitan's whispers about the football friends. Yes, it's cool. But you know what's cooler? Listening to Allah. My parents said I can't go. Going to play football is cool. But you know what's cooler? Listening to my parents. Always remember that, okay, boys and girls? Listen to your parents. Unless your parents tell you to do something which Allah said you shouldn't do. Like if your parents say, listen to music or dance, we say, la. But we say it nicely. We don't shout and say, we don't get angry with our parents. We're not allowed to get angry with our parents. We say, no, my dear mother. No, my dear father. I love you, but I love Allah more. I love you, but I love Allah more. I love the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam more. And they taught us that we can't listen to music. Sometimes you're in the car and the parents put the music because they don't know. Sometimes they forget. So what should you do? You should block your ears. Block your ears and tell them, that, oh my dear mother and father, this is not beloved to Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Right? And Allah is hearing us and watching what we do. Do we want to see, do we want Allah to watch us do something which is bad?
No.
Right? So we should speak nicely. Like remember, before Ramadan, we did the Young Learners Hub stories of the prophets. And we spoke about how Ibrahim alayhi salam spoke respectfully to his parents.
Yes.
Alright, so this is what قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ النَّاسِ is. But at the end of the surah, Allah says that these whispers also come from people. من شر الوسواس الخناس الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس. They put the whispers in our hearts and minds. من الجنة والناس. من الجن, from the jinn, because most of the whispers come from the bad jinn, والناس. Allah is teaching us that also people can be bad. They can make you think things which are incorrect. They can make you start questioning things which you never used to question before. Right? You believe in Allah, you never ever question that belief, but sometimes they tell you things that causes thoughts to come. Why? Because they're not happy that you believe in Allah. They want you to just live life how you want to live, like the Quraysh used to live their life. So Allah is teaching us that bad friends, sometimes they can make whispers come into you. How? By when you meet them, they talk to you things that you don't understand, and then you start thinking about them. So where did those thoughts come from? Those thoughts came from the conversation that you had with your friends, that they're not good friends, they're bad friends. They don't want to take you closer to Allah, they want to take you further away. So they say things to you and it causes you to do what? To start thinking, having thoughts. So whenever you have these thoughts, remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and remember to read قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ النَّاسِ مَلِكِ النَّاسِ إِلَهِ النَّاسِ. We ask Allah to protect us three times from one thing. In Surah Al-Falaq, we ask Allah to protect us one time from three things. In Surah Al-Nas, we ask Allah to protect us three times from one thing. Because whispers are dangerous. Whispers are silent. You see? Right? I mean, in Surah Al-Falaq, when it's dark, you can see it's dark. You're scared because it's dark. At night time, dangerous animals come. So you know of these animals. You've seen them, right? Yes. But whispers, can you see them?
No.
You can't. So something that you're scared of that you can see is easier than something that you're scared of that you can't see. But you can't see it, so how are you going to attack it? How are you going to save yourself from it? You can't see where it's coming from, right, Ahmed?
Yeah.
Right? So in Surah An-Nas, we ask Allah to protect us three times. We say, Ya Allah, we say, قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ النَّاسِ. We ask our Lord to protect us. We ask the King to protect us. We ask our God to protect us. We ask Allah three times to protect you from one thing, because that's how dangerous the whispers of Shaytan are, and the whispers of the friends of Shaytan from mankind. I hope this is clear, everybody. If you have any other questions, to please use the link at the bottom, inshallah, to ask your questions. I will answer your Surah An-Nas, Surah Al-Falaq, Surah Al-Ikhlas, and Surah Al-Kafirun questions tomorrow, okay? Now, very quickly, we are going to have a quiz for the 4 Quran Ramadan Young Learners Hub program. And everyone who passes the quiz, I'm going to send you certificates, okay? I'm going to send you certificates, inshallah. I hope you got your other certificates. I emailed everybody out their certificates. We've emailed them out. The Young Learners have sent them out. So I hope you got your certificates, okay? There's going to be another quiz, but that quiz is going to be live on my website on the 27th of Ramadan. On the 27th of Ramadan, okay, at night, inshallah, the quiz will be live. And inshallah, we'll keep the quiz live for 2 weeks, okay? So you have 2 weeks to do the quiz. And it will be one quiz, but the quiz will have questions from Surah Al-Kafirun, Surah Al-Ikhlas, Surah Al-Falaq, and Surah An-Nas. Okay? So one quiz with questions from all four surahs. Now in the description box below, if you have a read quickly, and I want your parents to have a read as well, I've put all the information in terms of when the practice questions are going to come up, and when the quiz will be released. And also, we have a worksheet for Surah An-Nas, which you can download. There's a link just below the video, okay? There's a link to today's worksheet to help you consolidate what we learned in today's lesson. And there's also a worksheet for Surah Al-Falaq. If you missed it, go back to the Surah Al-Falaq lesson, which was lesson number 3 of our Young Learners Hub in Ramadan. You'll see in the description box a link to that worksheet. And as for the worksheets for Surah Al-Kafirun and Surah An-Nas, you'll find it under the video of Surah Al-Ikhlas. Sorry, as for the worksheet of Surah Al-Kafirun and Surah Al-Ikhlas, Surah Al-Kafirun and Surah Al-Ikhlas, you'll find it at the bottom of the video of Surah Al-Ikhlas, Qul Huwa Allahu Ahad, which is lesson number 2 of our Quran Ramadan series. So be sure to download them all. It will help consolidate your knowledge. It will help you, alhamdulillah, remember what we've taken. And also, inshallah, we will release all the practice questions before the 27th of Ramadan. You don't have to rush, okay? But if you want to do it on the 27th of Ramadan, no problem. But we are going to keep it open for you for 2 weeks so that you still have Eid. And after Eid, if you want to learn the lessons again, you still have time. And then 2 weeks after that, bi-idhnillah, everyone who passed, I will email you your certificates. I hope we've answered that question. Don't forget tomorrow's program. All right, everyone? Tomorrow, same time. Sunday, 12 p.m. UK time, 2 p.m. Saudi time, Mecca time. We will be having your question and answer episode. And it's the last question and answer episode for Ramadan. And at the bottom of today's video, there's a link right at the end. The last link, that is a link to the question form. You have to send me the question via the question form. I know some of you are asking questions on the chat box. It's difficult for me to read any question or all the questions. So please use the form, okay? And I will get your questions from the form. Or in fact, Abdullah, inshallah, will the questions and read for us the questions tomorrow as he did last week. I love you all for the sake of Allah. Until then, be the best that you can be. May Allah accept our fast, accept our Ramadan, and may Allah help us gain the rewards of Laylatul Qadr. Ameen. Ya Rabbil Alameen. It's not 4 p.m. Saudi time, it's 2 p.m. Saudi time. Whoever's asking, tomorrow's program is 2 p.m. Saudi time. All right, everyone. I love you all for the sake of Allah. Our time has come to an end. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.